Well, I say, I guess, I drove out of town yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about, let's see, if you were telling me how long you had that car, how long you'd been driving it, what would you say?
Well, I say it's a 62.
So you've been driving it for a whole lot of years.
Well, let's see, it's
14 years, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
You got a good car if it's held up that long.
I guess the reason that I have kept the car so long is my late brother's car. He died suddenly of a heart attack in 63. And he was living here at home at that time when he passed away. And my mother and daddy, they were living too at that time. And I don't know, they just couldn't stand the thoughts of the car being sold. I had a 60 Chevrolet at that time. And his was a 62. And so it's just been such a good car and all. And I just love driving it. And you may not believe this, but hadn't anybody ever rode in the back seat more than 4 times?
Mm.
And it only has 49,000 miles on it.
Oh, man. Well, you don't drive it as much as you say you do. I believe we do. We got company. Let's finish this page and we'll quit. Okay? All right. What do you call a part of the house that covers the rest of the house? I think we mentioned it already, but I want to be sure.
Roof.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, if you got on the roof, you got a section coming over here, and a section coming over here. What do you call where the parts of the roof meet? Do you have any time?
We call it the valley.
The valley? Okay. All right, let's see. If you had, maybe years ago, a building that you kept your wood in, what would you call that?
Woodshed.
Just a woodshed. Okay, we're quick, because we got company.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let's see. We got to get this volume louder. May have to move it over there for you. Go ahead and talk a little bit, and I'll work on this.
You want me to start talking?
Go ahead. I'll have to work on the sound here.
Well, the most thing that I can remember about my grandmother is the old farmhouse that we lived in, and it had two porches, but I never heard my grandmother call them a porch. She always said a veranda or piazza, and the house had upstairs, and I never heard her say anything about it. Upstairs, she always called it the lodge. We'd ask her certain things for us. She said, oh, I guess it's up the lodge. And another thing that I really enjoyed the most about the old house was the big old-fashioned kitchen. And it had a big open fireplace, and the chimney was built of field rock. They went out in the field on her farm. She had a 120-acre farm.
Mm.
And they pick up those rocks out on the field and built the chimney. And the hearse was built of rock, too. They'd use the